It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our intrepid European correspondent. She joins us weekly, as she has done throughout this very, shall we say, fascinating period of time. The one benefit is that I know where she is, which is Switzerland. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, fascinating is one way to put it. I hope you are doing well as well. And I will have a Swiss topic from Switzerland today, just because I think it relates to, this topic relates to what's happening in generally speaking, in the world. I'm talking about the next initiatives that are going to take place on the 13th of June and that are very much related to the protection of the environment. So it's important to highlight the fact that those are not referendums, because they are proposed by the government, and because those initiatives are, I would say, very debated, one can of course expect that it will generate referendums, which are then, of course, generated by the population who strongly disagree with an initiative, especially if it goes through. So this is, in other words, the first step proposed by the Swiss government. The first initiative is called For a Switzerland Without Artificial Pesticides. So we all know that pesticides are used all over the world in order to protect animals, to protect plants and people against harmful organisms. Not all the countries have the same rules, and not all the pesticides are the same one allowed everywhere, and every country has obviously a way to check and see if they fulfill all requirements and if they prove not to be toxic, basically. This initiative, though, is going a step further, and the fact that they are deemed labeled from some governmental association as non-toxic is definitely not enough, and the request in this initiative is to have no artificial pesticides in Switzerland anymore of any kind. This has, of course, a lot of consequences, and the ramifications are numerous, because it would, of course, affect agriculture, probably the most, but it would also affect food processing and food production, where those pesticides are also used in order to avoid having some bacterial infection on the food. It would affect also the maintenance of parks and gardens. It would affect, in fact, a few different part of what we use in order to fight those germs. That would also have as a direct consequence that it would no longer be possible to import food that is produced abroad and from countries that are actually still using such artificial pesticides. So if those countries are going in the same direction at one point, it would make everything easier. But as it stands today, it would definitely affect imports quite dramatically, and would eventually be also a threat to the population in terms of a shortage of supplies or food. This problem would, though, be solved in this initiative by having 10 years to implement this ban of artificial pesticides, and would also allow to make exceptions in case of really big threat in agriculture, for example, if something is literally getting destroyed because of a very specific germ, or if there is a shortage of food or supply because of problems with importation, it would be, of course, possible to make exceptions. But the end goal would still be to not come to such exceptions, possibly, and have a country that doesn't use any kind of pesticides anymore in within 10 years. That would be the first initiative. The second initiative goes exactly in the same direction, but it's slightly different, and it's called for clean drinking water and healthy food. No subsidies for using pesticides and prophylactic antibiotics. So that's directly addressed to Swiss farmers who receive subsidies. It doesn't mean that everybody would have to follow that. It only means that the one who needs money from the government have to fulfill some new requirements. That would be a proof of ecological performance relating to plant protection and use of fertilizer. It would be also not using pesticides. It would be also about not using any antibiotic for preventive purposes. And last but not least, it would be also about feeding their animals only with food produced on their own farm. That is a major point, because that would probably mean that some farmers would have to have less animals, because if they would not produce themselves enough food for those animals, they would not be able to buy this food outside of their farm. So it would be a much more, let's say, self-sustained way of having animals in a farm. In order to facilitate all of this, they would have the possibility to get some agricultural advice and training. That this initiative is very complicated in combination with the first one that we just talked about, because the first one implies that eventually more food would have to be imported from outside if we cannot use pesticides anymore in Switzerland. But at the same time, it is not possible to import food where from countries that have used those pesticides as well. So we can see how these two initiatives are, while very different, they also pose a little problem to each other. For the moment, the polls seem to show that they have a slight advantage, like 53-54% of approval. But we do know that sometimes things can literally change a week before voting, just because certain fears are maybe going to play a role at the very last moment. Another initiative that goes also into this environmental direction is called the CO2 Act, and it is meant to address climate changes, like, for example, rise of temperatures, or too much snow, too little snow, droughts, floods, heat waves. All of this is supposed to be controlled if we manage to have less greenhouse gas emission, and that would be the aim of this initiative, reduce gas emission by 2030. In order to achieve that, we would give financial incentive and investment in new technologies, green technologies. There would be a way to reward any climate-friendly project. And also, life would become more expensive for those who pollute the most. One typical example that is mentioned every time are for the frequent flyers. And innovation would be especially supported for new building or charging station for electrical cars. Cars that will have also by law to consume less petrol. We see with all of these initiatives that are going to be voted on June 13th, that a lot has to do with the future, has to do with the environment, and has to do literally with everybody's lifestyle. Because if those initiatives are accepted, it is going to change a lot in terms of food, in terms of buildings, how to build new houses, how to become more aware of what to do in order to secure a future with less environmental disasters. I think while those initiatives only concern Switzerland, and one could eventually think because of the size of the country that this is not very meaningful on a global level, it is though symptomatic of what can be seen and heard almost all over the world as a major tendency of not only young people but also older people wanting to do something while it is still possible to have a positive impact. That being said, of course, changing lifestyle or giving up certain privileges that were taken for granted until now is not easy, will not be easy, and will have also most probably a lot of opposition. But it is interesting to see that on so many levels, and especially the environmental one, a lot is happening, and at the end, much faster than most people would have thought.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.